Well, I went out the first visit fairly early on, 65, and we were just getting started with a commitment of sizable forces. And I came home quite convinced that we were doing the right thing. And I really believe that we were helping the South Vietnamese prepare the groundwork for democracy. I recognized, as everybody did, that the regimes running South Vietnam at that time were certainly not democratic regimes. But if we were to hold this last piece of land against the encroachment of communism in Southeast Asia, we had to hold it first, hold the territory first, and then hope that the democratic government would follow. It's when we found out that wasn't going to happen that the whole thing began to collapse. We took over the war, and we're fighting with really a very shadowy purpose in mind. I saw out there then, the beginnings of preparation for Cameron Bay, this great naval base, and wondered about why we were building such facilities when we were talking in the halls of Congress about the limitation of forces. There was a contradiction there that bothered me for some time. And then it was quite clear why the contradiction. We were building forces far beyond those which we had promised the nation and the Congress that we were not going to go beyond. When the Tet Offensive came, I felt definitely the necessity to go back. How could it be that we were constantly being promised success, and here they could mount this tremendous offensive? I had to go see why. And I came back with the conclusion that I then used on the air with clear definition that it was an editorial, not a factual report, but my belief that we had done the best we could. We weren't going to meet success out there. We should talk of peace openly with the North Vietnamese, come to the peace table with open hands, and that we should get out of there admitting that we'd done the very best we could, and that was all we could do.